the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, the collect for this Sunday opens with a very clear declaration. It says, Lord of all power and might, who art the author and giver of all good things. We live in a world that believes good things come from our own hands. We live in a world where we believe that good things come from our own making. We live in a world wherein we believe good things come from our own merit. But this prayer for this Sunday, the seventh after Trinity, reminds us of the truth. The truth is that good flows from God. Good flows from God. He alone is the source of blessing. He alone is the source of strength. He alone is the source of our salvation. And because of this, he desires not just to give gifts, but he desires to restore his people. Restore his people. Again, if we should look at the lectionary in our prayer books, the first lesson appointed for today from the Old Testament is from Hosea, that prophet Hosea from chapter 14. You know, he had a very rough life. His wife and his children did him very bad. And Hosea speaks to us today, and he gives voice to that divine desire. His book is full of warning, and his book is full of grief over the waywardness of Israel. But it ends with a final plea and promise that Hosea makes. He says, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God. Return unto the Lord thy God. And if they do, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away. This, my friends, is the heart of God. What is the heart of God? Not to destroy, but to heal. The heart of God is not to cast off, but to restore. He is not looking for performances. He is not looking for perfection. But what God is looking for is repentance. Repentance. The people are called to bring words, not sacrifices, not silver, but the people are called to bring contrite hearts and honest prayers. So God promises to revive them like dew upon dry land, to cause them to flourish and to bear fruit again. Read when we go home, Hosea, the prophet Isaiah. So we see in Hosea a picture of mercy, and it is a mirror for us. For all of us are called to return. Why? Because our hearts wander. Our desires drift. Our lives get tangled. This is the way we experience life over the years. We wander, our desires drift, our lives get tangled. And the word from Hosea still rings out. That word, return, return unto the Lord. He stands ready to forgive. He stands ready to cleanse. He stands ready to renew. But what does this return look like? We must ask ourselves who live in this 21st century. What does the return look like? St. Paul, in today's epistle to the Romans, read by Gabriel, puts it in very stark terms. We have only two masters. Two masters. Sin or righteousness. There's no middle, no middle ground. Two masters. There is no neutral ground. As he writes to the Romans in today's epistle, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So St. Paul is not speaking of metaphor or abstraction. St. Paul means that to live for the flesh is to die. Not just to die physically, but to die spiritually. To be ruled by our appetites, to be enslaved to pride, to be enslaved to bitterness, to be enslaved to lust, to be enslaved to greed. This is not freedom. It is bondage. That is what the church teaches. The world believes it is freedom, but it is bondage. It ends in ruin. Our lives will be ruined if we are enslaved and ruled by our appetites, our pride, bitterness, lust, and greed. But the good thing is that there is another path. I believe that is why we come here every Sunday, to hear about the path you and I can journey to let life be more meaningful and purposeful. Yes, so many people are asking for that path. So many people in their lives get very depressed and turned off because of what is going on in the world and going on in our own lives. What is the other path? To present ourselves as servants of righteousness. To present ourselves. Not perfect, but submitted. In all our imperfections, to submit ourselves to God. Not sinless, but surrendered. And this path leads not to death, but to sanctification, and at the end, everlasting life. Let us remember that today. Unless we imagine this to be too difficult or too idealistic, the gospel shows us the gentle power of Christ to provide. He provides for us. we are given the story of the feeding of the 4,000. It is a miracle, yes, but it is also a lesson for you and me on this, the seventh Sunday after Trinity. What lesson is this? The people are weary. They have followed Jesus into the wilderness. They have nothing left. And Jesus says to them, I have compassion on the multitude. He takes what little they have, seven loaves and a few small fishes, and he blesses and he breaks and he multiplies it. And they are all fed, they are all filled, and they are all satisfied. What are we to make of this as we start another week, my friends? That when we bring Jesus Christ our need, when we bring Jesus Christ our emptiness, when we bring Jesus Christ our repentance, he meets us with mercy. Never has he ever turned anybody back. When we bring all our trials, all our depressions, all our sadness, when we bring it to him, he meets us with mercy. He takes the small, broken pieces of our lives and makes them whole. He feeds us not just for the moment, but he feeds us unto eternal life. So, my dear friends, the message for today is not complicated. The message given in the church today, the seventh Sunday after Trinity, is simple but urgent. It is this: return to the Lord. Choose the way of righteousness. Bring him your weakness and receive from him what only he can give. The gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. May we, like Israel, say, what have I to do anymore with idols? May we turn again to the Lord, who says, I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. And may we never forget, my friends, that all good things come from him, and that he who feeds the hungry can also fill the soul. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.